Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show today. Glad you could make it. We are very pleased to have an excellent guest lineup today. We're going to get right to it, but I do want to remind you that we've interviewed over 500 advisors, authors, and thought leaders on over 35 topics, and you can find and listen to any of them at any time on ExitCoachRadio.com. And remember, you can listen to Exit Coach Radio from iTunes and from Stitcher on your mobile phone, your mobile devices. And you can listen from your computer, your laptop at any time. So please go listen to our audio library. Get that out. And you'll find all kinds of things to listen to. Let's get to our first guest today is Tim Schur. And Tim is with Schur Success, Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're going to talk about how to build wealth through relationships. Now, Tim is the president of Schur Success Seminars, is an expert in human behavior and influential communication, and before helping Fortune 500 companies improve their corporate cultures through empowering managers with more persuasive forms of communication, he built an international reputation as an award-winning hypnosis and NLP trainer. And Tim is a regular guest on TV and radio, has offered 4 guests, including his latest, Get Out of Your Way. And Tim, I'm impressed. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me.
Tim, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background. You have an interesting background, and you've done a lot with TV and radio. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, my background's in clinical psychology. So when I was 12 years old, my dad was working at the mill. He was an electrician, worked at U.S. Steel. And I get one of those calls that you never want to get. My dad was working on a big electrical panel, and his buddy Bill was in there with a flashlight, and my dad was in there with a screwdriver, and that box did not get tagged properly. And so while they were in there, somebody turned it on, and it exploded, and it severely burned my father, and I didn't see him again for about 4 months. And the good news was that he survived, he made it, and even though he had a whole bunch of scars, he was the first guy to take off his shirt in the summertime and go swimming. And in many ways, he was a role model of mine because of that. But it left me with a lot of scars on the inside, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, waiting for the next bad thing to happen. So in high school, I had my first psychology class, and I thought, okay, this is where I can figure me out. And then they had a hypnotist, of all people, come in, and they asked for a volunteer, and I volunteered, and I thought I was going to cluck like a chicken or whatever, and instead, it was the first time that anxiety went away. Now, it came back because I was pretty good at it, but I was amazed. So I spent the next 25 years learning psychology and any kind of peak performance strategy that I could to help people get relief as quickly as possible.
Well, that's quite a story. I'm sorry to hear about your dad, and I guess good things come out of bad things sometimes, but that's a horrible way to grow up.
Well, it was tough, but, you know, I've got my farmer wisdom growing up in Indiana, and, farmers say that there's weeds in every field, no matter how good the harvest, and a lot of things grow really well in manure, and so if you take the manure of your life and you use it to grow your future, things will be all right.
I like that. That's a great way to put it, I guess.
Metaphor, either.
So let's talk about the subject matter, which is how to build wealth through relationships. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, what's the number one way to influence others?
The number one way to influence others is to validate people. That is the number one way. I can teach you all kinds of amazing ways to create rapport strategically by using body language, by connecting with people, by understanding very quickly. The fields of hypnosis and neurolinguistics have allowed me to teach people how to read others, kind of like the CIA. I mean, you can learn so much about somebody just by how they walk across the room. And so you can create rapport with them, but if you really want to create a relationship and add value, then you got to understand what matters to them and then validate them as a person. And when you do and you make a friend, then the business comes easy.
Well, that makes sense. So to validate others, how do we do that?
So one of the ways that we do that is through asking questions. You know, always the best professionals and salespeople and influencers aren't the best talkers. They're the best listeners. So you could start by asking a few questions to find out what matters to people, what they appreciate. So what's most important to you, Bill, about doing this radio program?
I see where you're going with that. And what's most important to me is to get our listeners well planned. I mean, that is my priority with this.
Absolutely. And what's one more?
To help our guests get to market themselves, to differentiate themselves in a really crowded marketplace.
Mm-hmm. And then one more for you, because we know that you're here to serve and that you're really helping them. What has it done for you? Maybe something that you weren't expecting.
It's the validation of the knowledge. You know, I'm a planner, and I wanted to help a lot more people than I can help on a one-on-one basis, and that's why I'm doing this, is to try to help as many people as possible to get planned, because I've seen what happens when they're not planned.
And when you have all this planning, do you have kids?
I do. Yeah.
How's it going to help them with all this knowledge that you're acquiring?
Well, it's a good question. I guess I'm looking at this as an encore career path for myself, as well as a way, again, to help a lot of people, maybe create a legacy down the road.
Beautiful. And as you're helping them, you can help your own family do that, right? So it creates a win-win situation. So even though you're the interviewer, I'm still learning more about you by asking questions, right? And getting to understand you have a passion to serve. You have a passion to help people plan more effectively. You have the desire to help them be more strategic. And because you've got some really great tools, you want to get it out to as many people as you can instead of, you know, one at a time. And then gathering all this great information and best practices from working with all of these people that you've worked with, it allows you to create your own legacy with your own kids and grandkids. That's pretty awesome.
Good. Well, that you learned a lot from asking just a few questions. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, when you get interested and curious, genuinely curious about other people, and you just want to understand their story and what drives them, it creates a stronger relationship. It makes a faster connection instead of just basic chit-chat. You know, I say a lot of networking is not working. Instead, you know, we want to kind of have the courage to be a little bit more intimate and ask those questions and listen really closely. That's why we call it active listening. You know, people, like I said, are good at talking, not so good at listening. And so as you share that about what you're doing, it fascinates me. And then I figure out, all right, well, now I like Bill. Now what can I do to help him succeed, which is one of the reasons why I'm doing this show.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's talk about what's your best tip for building wealth through relationships?
Well, a lot of it comes from the first part. So the first part is creating that rapport in the relationships, and you really start to validate people and understand who they really are, what they're really about. And then the second step, if you want to build wealth, is you discover what they really value, you know, what life is really all about to them. You know, if you're helping people to exit their business, and this might have been their baby, something they've put their whole life into, and now they're not going to do that anymore, what are they going to do instead? As you know, a lot of guys will get out of a business, and then they get hired back in to kind of help out with the business, which can go well or not go so well. But you got to ask yourself, what are you really, what's it really all about? You know, is it about just having the freedom to play golf, or is it the freedom to try a new venture, and is it the freedom of being, or the security of maybe knowing that you've cashed out and you've got the funds available and now you can put more time into your family without feeling guilty that you should be at the office? You know, if you start to understand what people value, then you can influence them at a much higher level.
Good point. And a lot of people, and of course, in the type of planning we're doing, in exit planning, the further on down the road kind of planning, a lot of people are confused about what that's going to be all about, you know, what mm-hmm. they're going to do after they leave their business.
Yeah, and if they're planning for a decade down the road, it'll probably change on them anyway. You know, we have
good
different
point.
Values, you know, a lot of times when we're 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. So, but we
good
do
point.
Have some... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have some core values, though, that are important to us. you know, that need to feel safe, that need to feel like we have freedom and options, family, you know, adventure, charity. There are certain things that seem to drive us in our life, the need to feel significant or to stand out and make a difference. So if we can understand what's driving people, so, you know, a lot of times business owners will come up to me and they want to figure out, how do I motivate my team? And I'll say, well, you got to find out what each one of those members is all about, what would motivate them individually, what makes them feel special. Some people need that pat on the back regularly. Other people are self-motivated. They don't really need it. They just want you to give them their space so that they can go and, you know, let them work from home. They'll love you even more. You know, so you just got to figure out what really matters most to the different people that you engage with.
Tim, you've worked with a lot of business owners and a lot of individuals. What's the question that most business owners ask for help with?
How do I clone myself? Right? How do I get the people around me to maybe work as hard as I do? You know, there's a somewhat of a disconnect. Even the greatest leaders, sometimes because of time, feel like they can't really connect with as many people, as many of their employees as they'd like to, especially if it's a bigger company. If it's a smaller company and you got 20 people or maybe even got 100 people, you can keep it more personal. When it gets beyond that, it becomes very challenging. And then you have to reach out to your people through people. You know, your supervisors, your middle management. And that's when business owners are calling me in and saying, hey, I need help. You know, I need to engage my managers. They're excellent at their job, but when it comes to inspiring other people, not so much. And that's when I get called in.
And so that exercise must start with trying to understand what would motivate those particular individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we'll teach them a series of strategies that will help them to feel better, to live the values of the company. So we might start with teaching them self-awareness strategies, because human beings tend to be pretty self-absorbed. We can't help it. We're just kind of wired that way. And so, you know, we don't really know what's driving us. We have ideas, but most, you know, after doing 20 years of counseling with people, I'm convinced that most people do not really know what's driving their behavior. We have these unconscious beliefs and programs from the past that influence us at an unconscious level, and half the time we don't even know that's happening. We're just reacting and responding and trying to get through the day. So creating self-awareness about what's driving you, and then also about how you're coming across to others, because we often don't realize how we're coming across to others. We only see it from our perspective. My coach used to tell me, he says, you can't see the label when you're in the bottle. And so so I create the self-awareness. And then we move into more effective tools that help people care and kind of buy into the company values. Because you can, you know, you can't push a rope. And so you can bring them great tools, strategies, marketing plans, and scripts for customer service, but you can't make them use it. They have to buy in and want to be, you know, a part of an empowered, engaged culture. And so we create the excitement and help them understand what's in it for them. And then the third part is just the training. So you're going to, you know, I'll give them more effective listening skills, more effective communication strategies, how to speak in a more persuasive way. I can give you an example if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, you know, with customer service, the words that we use create emotions inside of people and chemical reactions inside of our brain, depending on the word. So we'll have one reaction if we say joy, and we'll have another reaction if we say pain. We'll have a reaction if we say Dalai Lama, and we have a reaction if we say Hitler. So we have these emotions that happen, and when I'm working with people, I ask them, what emotions do you want to cause in the people you're trying to influence? What emotions do you want to cause in the people that you are serving? And so, you know, a simple little thing is customer service. You finish a phone call and you go, hey, thanks so much. And the customer service rep says, no problem. Well, when you hear no problem, what's the last thing you hear, Bill?
Problem.
That's right. Or if you're trying to be cool and you go, hey, no worries, what's the last thing you hear?
Worries, right.
That's right. Okay, so, or if you've taken one of my trainings, you know, then the last thing you hear is, hey, my pleasure.
Good point.
So what do you want to hear when you walk away, right? Problems, worries, or pleasure?
So that's what stays with you.
That's what stays with you. It's the last experience you have. I learned real quick as a speaker that what I do when I first walk on the stage and what I do when I leave the stage are the most important things, because most people don't remember the middle. So, you know, I got to figure out how to grab attention, and then I got to figure out how I want to leave them feeling when I walk off that stage or when I get off this telephone. You know, how do I want to leave people feeling? And once I identify what that feeling is, what do I got to do to cause it? And a part of it is focusing on the words that you use to influence people. Problems, yeah. Worries, or pleasure.
I like that. That's very insightful, very good advice, and I'm sure you have a whole bunch of other great tips for us. And I know you have a book called The Cure for Self-Sabotage on your website.
Mm-hmm.
What does that cover? What are some of the ways that people sabotage themselves?
Oh, well, you know, I sat in an office for all those years listening to people, and I could tell you within 2 minutes if they were going to succeed or fail based on what they did with their brain. And so I recognized there was 10 different strategies that would cause you to succeed with whatever goal it was, and 10 self-sabotages that get us to fail every time. So, like, for example, sabotage number one is expecting to fail from the start. You know, a lot of people, New Year resolutions are a good example of that. They usually just decide this year, you know, I'm going to do what I didn't accomplish last year. So, or another one is focusing more on what you're afraid of than what you want. So people come in and I'll say, how can I help you? Well, I want to stop procrastinating. Okay, well, what do you want? Well, I want to stop putting things off. Yeah, but what do you want? Well, I want to stop being so unorganized. All their mind is hearing is procrastinate, put things off, unorganized. And so it's like a GPS. It hears those words, and that's what it does. Instead of saying, I want to feel more motivated, more focused, more productive. So we start by programming our inner GPS in the right way. I mean, you wouldn't type in the address for all the places that you don't want to go, hoping that somehow you would end up there by default. So you can get a copy of that for free by going to timschur.com and pick that up. It's an ebook. So if you want a little bit more, I have, and you can get these on Amazon. I've got Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage and Win Your Life. That's the last book I wrote, and it's awesome for understanding your mind and how to retrain your brain. And then there's a bunch of programs like Sales Mastery and The Courage to Succeed and things like that.
Tim, it's terrific information, and it's really I can tell that we're just scratching the surface of what you can do for our listeners. So I would love to invite you to come back at a future time, and we'll have a deeper discussion on a particular one of these topics. But the best way for people to get in touch with you is at your website, and what is that address again?
It is timschur.com. So T-I-M as in Timothy, and then Schur, S-H-U-R-R.com. And my number, toll-free number, is 877-944-HOPE, H-O-P-E. That was when I was big into doing therapy. So do you need help? 877-944-HOPE. Call now. But it still works.
Very good. Now, you also speak for business owner groups as well, correct?
Yes, I speak for anybody that will have me. So if you have a group of people that you want to inspire, that you want to have leaving supercharged and had a great time, lots of laughs, very interactive, you know, I would love to come in and deliver a home run for you.
Great information, Tim. Sure. Thanks so much for joining us today. I look forward to the next time we talk, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work. You're doing a good thing here.
Thank you. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.